This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Gwyneth, I just wanted to read an email that I received from Linda. And she says, I'm not sure if you told the classroom how many cows you have and if you've named them all, but we were busy taking down our tomato plants for the year, and I missed part of last week's classes. Tomato season already over in South Florida. I hope instead you will send a picture of Buttercup that you mentioned. Also, after the April 1st broadcast, I wondered if Gwyneth might not really go for the gusto, and instead of New York yucca, she might get great economical and direct flight from Australia to California, where she can grow marijuana and hang out with all the cool people there. I think that the official state food is brownies, and I'll bet they all taste great with the extra dope baked in. Yum, yum. Ho, ho, no longer April 1st. Back to work. I thought I'd send you a photo of some of our banana plants. Haven't bought a banana in years. And we sustain four households with about 40 trees growing at any given time. They keep making baby plants. We can't do it all, but we can grow bananas. Wishing you well as always, Linda. Very kind email from Linda. And she also goes on to say, I really enjoy listening to your broadcasts and seem to remember the first time I tuned in was around the start of the pandemic. One show in particular, you and Kathy were urging the class that if there was anything that they need now, they should definitely get it now. You both noticed certain items were becoming scarce, including shoes, etc. Boy, I'm glad I found you when I did, and I took your advice seriously. Though I lived in the coastal South Florida for 40 some years, I never made mass purchases due to a fear of a hurricane. Somehow the thought of being struck by hurricane never really scared me into shopping for more than I already had. Because of you, I've taken the pandemic and predictable fallout very much more seriously, and I feel I've prepared about as well as reasonably as possible, thanks to a lot of tips from you and the USA Prepares instructors. I also recall a discussion that you and Gwyneth had about cats and the problems in Australia experiencing with rodent infestations. We had some issues with rats eating the banana trees from our surrounding our garden, so last year we decided to get an outdoor cat. I was amazed. It was not easy to get to get a cat. I was told I was told and am still reminded that in Florida, cats are considered invasive species. Lots of people don't want to give you a cat to go outdoors. I'm happy to report that I found a very lovely cat, and she has five adorable kittens, and I'm now hoping they grow up strong and take on the iguanas that eat our tomatoes and other things that we're attempting to grow. I also want you to know how much I appreciate your programs, and thank you, and keep your team in my prayers. That's very kind of you. I do have two questions. What is GDP in your vocabulary? I know you don't like curse words, so when you use the acronym, I always get a little confused exactly what you mean, because it is obviously not domestic gross product. Linda, GDP stands for generally dumb public in my vocabulary. She goes on to say, how many cows do you have? I'm always curious about this because you seem to get to know the mamas and that you have twins that have twins. I wonder if you name them and it's hard for me to read this at such a distance or just the ones you give extra attention to. So the answer is GDP is generally dumb public. I don't let on how many cows we have. That's something that I don't do, Linda, in class. And we do name some of them. The one right outside the studio window that I can see right at the moment is Buttercup. We have those are the ones that follow us, that look in our pockets. You know, we go out in the field, you know, 1,100-pound animals, try to look in your jacket pocket to see if you have any cow biscuits. Look in the, you know, in the four-wheeler, look across the four-wheeler, look in the window of the Jeep, see what's in there. I mean, these are lovely cows. They really are. And if you're kind to your animals, they are kind to you. I don't think we would have a stampede here at our farm because the cows know who we are. I wish I could follow your ultimate advice and move on to a plot and become independent. However, my closest family members are in need of my constant support and help and regular medical care to such a degree that we could not make such a move in the foreseeable future. We do our best, and I'm grateful to your classes, which afford me the opportunity to consider new elements of preparedness that I would not come up with on my own. And this spreads beyond to my family and close friends. Thanks, Vincent, and so glad to hear your daughter's health is so improved, too. It's really a blessing, something to be happy about, and good luck with the book, too. I bet it takes up a lot of time, and I think it's a marvelous idea. Yours faithfully, Linda Sperling, Boca Raton, Florida. So, there's an email, and I get emails like that from time to time, and it's wonderful. It lets us know that actually what we're doing is having an impact and effect on people's lives, and that we're not just talking and having our signal go out to outer space without anybody paying attention. Linda, thank you so much. I hope that when we have our in-person classes, you'll be able to participate. We'll be able to meet you in person. And it sure would be wonderful to have Gwyneth come out here, and Kyle, and Sharon, and Kathy, and Captain John, and Dr. Sheely, and Rich, and all the rest of us, Bert, and Greg, and, you know, the list is pretty long and distinguished. So thank you for your email. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I would like to thank Linda as well. And I just want to say, just before I get back to the class, that I understand that not everybody can move out of the suburbs. And I have a family member who is in a similar situation. This particular family member is not young anymore, and he lives in Geraldton in West Australia. I've got hundreds of relatives in Geraldton. It's the old family hometown. I had an ancestor who lived there, in about the 1930s, 1940s, and they went forth and multiplied. And now there's hundreds of them. We have to, when somebody wants to have a birthday, they have to hire out the RSL hall. That's like the Veterans Association hall. Because nobody has a big enough house for everybody who's going to want to show up, because there will be 200 or 300 people want to show up for someone's birthday party. And it broke my heart to have to leave there. But this particular relative lives in a house that is owned by all of us children in joint shares. And he is able to live in this house for the length of his life. And then the house is going to be sold when he dies. And, whatever. He can't move out of the house because it's his job amongst all of us children, adult children, to look after the house. This is it. And he's old. He has a disability. And I would advice to everybody in this sort of situation, including Linda and including my relatives, I would say to them all, you need to put in a vegetable garden at home. You need to keep chickens at home. And you need to get yourself a nice dog. And he has a nice dog. I know his dog. It's a beautiful dog. It's a very, very intelligent dog. And it's a very brave dog. And I have advised my relatives to put in a vegetable garden and fruit trees and acquire some chickens. And he knows how to do all of the above because he was old enough, you know, when Mum and Dad had the market garden to where he could help Mum and Dad. And this is it. That's what you need to do. If you are in Linda's situation, if you are in my relative's situation where you cannot, for one reason or another, move out of the suburb, you need to put in a vegetable garden now, and you need to put in fruit trees now, and you need to acquire some chickens now. And whether the law says you're allowed to have chickens or not, you need to do it. Because very soon all these laws are going to go away and it's not going to matter anyway. And you starving to death is, you know, going to be the consequence of you adhering to a bunch of made-up laws that a bunch of dusty bureaucrats made in some government department. And do you think that they are going to come around to your house with a food parcel when it all goes to pot and, you know, society's collapsed and so on and so forth? Are they going to be around? Are those dusty bureaucrats that have told you that you're not allowed to keep chickens, are they going to be on your doorstep with a food parcel so that you don't starve to death? No, of course they're not. But if you've got a chicken, if you defy their law now, you'll probably live. You probably won't get caught. And if you do, it'll be a handy precedent. And you can show them up for what a bunch of unconscionable people that they are when it all goes to court. And then you'll probably get the law overturned because it's a stupid law and stupid laws should not be adhered to. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and there are even laws there's code in Springfield, Missouri that says, you know, whether you can have bees, birds, you know, chickens, etc. It's out of control, absolutely out of control. And do I care? No. You know, am I supposed to? It was recommended that I have a business license in our county. Do I have a business license? What do you think, class? Do you think I have a business license? I'll let you figure that out. And you're talking about chickens. Right now, there is an article, WUNC.org, and it says a highly pathogenic bird flu virus is tearing its way through the United States farms and chicken yards, spreading to at least 24 states less than 2 months after the first outbreak was reported in a commercial flock. So it was first reported less than 2 months later. It's in 24 states. How many million birds have died? 23 million birds have either been killed or have died as a result of this pathogen, bird flu. Prices are going up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about chickens very quickly, class. You can buy chicks right now. Cackle Hatchery. And they're on the internet. They're in Lebanon, Missouri. They might have a few other locations. I only know of one. And I bought our chicks in the past from there, and you can raise them up. Keep them inside for a while in a box with a light. They'll tell you how to do it. They'll tell you what feed you need. They'll sell you the feed. They'll sell you everything that you need. And you can raise chickens. But dogs like to chase them and will kill them. And they're wild predators, so you have to take care of them. And don't let them out until they're old enough to defend for themselves. So you'll have to train them where they live, and you'll have to provide a little house for them. And, the first time I got chicks, I was driving to Springfield, Missouri in the truck, and there was a yard sale. And this guy had one of those rooftop cargo carriers. You strap this on the roof, and you throw your luggage in there, and off you go on vacation. And so I pulled over and I asked him how much it was. I think he said $10 or $20. I think it's about $10. And this thing is a clamshell thing. It's the size of the roof of a car. And it's about, let's say, 15, 18 inches tall. And it's all plastic. I thought, you know what, I can make a chicken house out of that. So I bought it, took it home. And I cut a hole in it about 10 inches in diameter on one side. And that's so the chickens can go in and out, and it's a clamshell, and they put some hay in there. And the chickens would go in there at night. They'd lay their eggs in there and just open the clamshell and get the eggs. And it worked really, really well. And how long has it been here at the farm? Probably 10, 15 years now. And it's made to be weatherproof, and it works really, really well. So what I'm saying is you can use an old doghouse, plastic doghouse, but lots of, type enclosures that you can use for just a few chickens. They can't put 20 chickens in there. But you can put maybe four, and eventually they may fight, so you might have to divide it into four apartments. Take some boards and make four apartments into make four apartments from a cargo carrier. And so what's happening with eggs? Well, eggs are in everything, right? A lot of foods have eggs. And chicken eggs have jumped in less than a couple months to just under $3 a dozen. Now, it may seem like I've lost my mind, but I was talking to Kathy about this on the phone privately a couple days ago, and I remember eggs at Aldi at 28 cents a dozen. 28 cents a dozen. So that's just a couple of years ago. Now they're 10 times that. 10 times that much in a couple of years. And they've gone up 50% in the last couple of months. So why would you want to be dependent on the store for eggs, lettuce, carrots, tomatoes, peppers, potatoes? Why would you want to be dependent on the store for eggs? Why? Why would you want to be dependent on the store for bread? Why would you do that? You know, if you buy a 25-pound sack of flour, you can make your own pasta. You can make your own pizza dough. You can make your own bread. And you don't even need a bread machine. It sure is nice to have one, but you don't even need one of those. You just need an oven and some yeast and a little bit of salt and a little bit of cooking oil. That's pretty much it. Maybe a little bit of sugar. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. And my chickens live on an old house, in an old cottage. It was on the land when I bought the land. There was this old cottage that must have been the first house that the people who first moved onto this land built while they were building the other house. And, it's a pretty generous chicken house. It's made of mud bricks. It doesn't get too hot in the winter. Sorry, it doesn't get too cold in the winter. It doesn't get too hot in the summer. There's one wall missing because it's an old adobe house and the wall fell in. So, but the ceiling is, you know, the sheet iron roof is still on. So the other walls are not going to go anywhere anytime soon, please God. But I built chicken runs around it, and that's where my chickens live. And it's the most beautiful, generous-sized chicken house that you'd probably ever imagine. It would be about 150 square feet. And I have had 20 or 30 chickens in the past living in it. At the moment, there's a lot worse than that. But I would like to get back onto the topic of the day when we get back to the bottom of the hour news.
You got it.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Deadly storms sweeping through the South have at least two people dead as severe weather dropped trees, spawned dozens of tornadoes from Mississippi to South Carolina over the past 24 hours. In Georgia, there were reports of two tornadoes. Bryan County Fire and Emergency Services said that the tornado debris had trapped some people in their homes. Bryan County is home to Savannah. The evidence of apparent atrocities in Ukraine with civilian executions by Russian soldiers in the suburbs of Kyiv remind us of another European horror, the Bloody Balkans War of the 1990s, and the difficulties of bringing those responsible to justice. President Zelensky reminds the world the UN is supposed to stop invasions like this.
This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Since Elon Musk bought his way into a leadership role at Twitter this week, the social media outlet announced it's working to develop an edit button for posts on its software available in a few months. The president of the United States could be compromised by communist China. Representative Andrew Clyde, the Republican from Georgia, says President Biden should also come under investigation when it comes to the contents of his son Hunter's laptop and business dealings in countries such as Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia.
I think he should be included. I think we need to take a very deep, in-depth look at that laptop. You know, I think it's evident that Hunter Biden has had business dealings with foreign countries. You know, Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia, two of which are very arch enemies, Russia and China. I mean, so what do they know about Hunter Biden? What do they have on him? What do they have on the president that could compromise, you know, the president's decisions? So I think Hunter Biden is a national security threat here. So we definitely need to investigate this laptop. We have authenticated it now. I mean, we knew a year and a half ago that this was a legitimate source of information. The Democrats and the big tech and the elites and the left-wing media tried to hide this in October from the American people prior to the 2020 election.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Very quickly, class, I just got an email from Kathy. Dole pineapple chunks, the 20-ounce can, $2.39, regular price. On sale, 2 for $3. Bush beans, the regular size can, 28 ounces, $2.79 a can. Dole mandarin oranges, 15-ounce can, $2.79. These prices are 2X. 2X. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. Now, where we are headed, okay, this prophecy in Daniel chapter 2 is what I'm getting back to. It says that the stone that would fall from heaven would fall on the feet of the image and the part of the image that was iron inside and would break them into a mass and it filled the whole earth. I love that name. If you've got a gold head, and that was the golden age, okay, where practically everything was made of gold, okay, then you've got the silver age, where the most valued metal in the silver age, which was the Persian Empire. And these are names that archaeologists have had for all time, because world ages, okay? Silver was the most valued metal during the Silver Age, which is the Persian Empire, and it still is. Persians love silver more than any other metal. Then you got the Bronze Age, which is the Greek Empire, okay? Everything was made of bronze. When I was watching a video this afternoon of, archaeology, during, Bronze Age archaeology, and in Britain, everything was made of bronze, and Britain's a long way from Greece, And then in the Iron Age, everything changed within a matter of 100 years or so, maybe everything being made of bronze or everything being made of iron. Now, when this prophecy is fulfilled, it's just in the process of being fulfilled now, okay? Because you've got a certain segment of the community that are choosing to just make everything out of the product of the earth, okay? And then you've got a section of the community which is basically going ultra-high tech and everything made out of ultra-high technology iron metals, okay? And also other alloys as well. But this is the really high tech end of the Iron Age, and I don't think you could build a computer even without iron. I could be wrong, but there we go. What you've got is, if you've got these four ages where everything was made of gold, silver, bronze, and iron, respectively, during the golden age, silver age, bronze age, iron age, then when the stone falls from heaven and falls onto the feet of the statue and goes into a mountain that fills the whole earth, what's everything going to be made of? Everything was made of gold during the Golden Age, silver during the Silver Age, bronze during the Bronze Age, and iron during the Iron Age. And when the stone fills the whole earth, everything's got to be made of stone. We're going back to the Stone Age. And when I read that, and when I comprehended that, it was like I had a mind-blowing moment. It was like, oh my gosh, why are we not seeing this? It is actually prophesied in the Bible that we will go back to the Stone Age. And that's where we'll stay for 1,000 years. And it doesn't mean that there won't be technology. But all of the very best modern computers, at their heart, for their memory, they have a quartz crystal. And what is quartz, Vincent? It's a stone. I think that this is... I had an oh-my-gosh moment. I was really, really gobsmacked. And yes, there will be gold. It's prophesied in the Bible that these streets made of gold. Okay, but the most important building tool, most important commodity during that era will be stone. And the thing that everyone will be building everything out of will be stone. And when I was a child growing up in New Zealand at Rotorua, the tribe that I was living among, the Maori tribe, and I eventually, when I was an adult, I befriended the chief's sister, the high chief of this tribe, and he was 10,000 people. It was the most important tribe in the whole nation, according to their ancestry. Okay? So he was, I mean, I'm sure the big guys of the other tribes were big to differ. And they've been having wars for as long as they've been sitting around. arguing the point. But they, up until the white man came, they were a Stone Age society. But the stone tools that they had were absolutely amazing. And you see, these stone tools are still around. You think that Indian flint arrowheads are something to behold. These were green stones, jade, and digging tools and weapons of war made out of greenstone or jade, which is one of the hardest stones to work. And they so finely worked that I don't think that they could work them to the same degree today, given the technology that their ancestors had. And there's still greenstone jade cut, of course, in New Zealand to this day. And it's a very, very, very honourable trait among their people. If you're a good jade carver, then, I mean, you have a really high rank in the tribe. But it just shows that just because you're a Stone Age people, it doesn't mean that you lack sophistication and technology, but it does mean that the sophistication and the technology is going to be different, and that we have to adjust and we have to adapt, because all metalwork is going away. And it will be, it's in the process of going away now. If you look at the number of blacksmiths that were in America or in Australia, even 50 years ago, or 60 or 70 years ago, so the number of blacksmiths that are in America or in Australia now, there might be a dozen blacksmiths in the whole country. That's proper blacksmiths, not barriers. I'm sure that there's thousands of barriers. I mean, people that can put shoes on a horse. But blacksmiths, proper hot horse blacksmiths, I don't think that there would be more than a dozen blacksmiths in either of our countries. Does that make sense? And that proves that the Iron Age is going away.
Yeah.
And what's going to replace?
We have...
There's only one thing that can replace it. Iron Age.
You know, we have a farrier who is pulled around by one of our neighbors. He's an Amishman, and he shoes horses. And I don't know if he makes horseshoes or not, or whether he rehabilitates horseshoes, or what level of vertical integration he has. But we have one, probably for the county. And you're right. We have lost the skills. We have lost the desire. We'd rather push buttons and take the easy life. And that's what, you know, during our Friday April Fool's broadcast class was about. I mentioned, you know, using Alexa so you could avoid getting up from watching TV, which is so hard to watch TV. You know, for so many people, you know, to get up is just more than they can stand. By the way, I got a response from the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and here's what it says: "Dear Mr. Finelli," and I sent this my comments during the class, and I got a response just a few minutes ago. "Dear Mr. Finelli, thank you for your email and sharing your concerns. St. Vincent de Paul Society of Australia provides guidance over their thrift stores in Australia. Please visit their website, Vinnies, vinnies.org.au, or email the National Council at admin@svdp.org.au, which is what I did. So I just want to let you know that they are in, you know, they responded telling me, go talk to the guys in Australia. So that's what I did. I copied you on the email as well.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Gwen? Exactly what I told you that they would do.
Yeah.
It's not our responsibility to go and talk to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I told
right.
you.
It didn't, there was no apology. There's no apology. I'm so sorry that this happened. It looks, by the way, it looks like there are a bunch of St. Vincent de Paul's, or Vinnie's, VINNIES.org locations in Australia. So in Western Australia, there are 55. In the Northern Territory, 10. Queensland, 146. South Central Australia, 34. And then on the southeastern Australia, there are 255, 9, 108, and 26. There are a bunch of them. I didn't realize there were that many of those stores. And it's called Vinnie's, V-I-N-N-I-E-S. It looks like it's a real store. You would, from the outside, you wouldn't think that they are begging for donations and begging for volunteers and then charging people for them. You wouldn't think that. You just think it's a regular store from the outside. Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing about Australian culture. It's not increasing. It's been around here.
Gwyneth, we still have a bad connection. If you could relocate or climb up on the roof or the water tower. Of course, I'm kidding, but we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth's with us. Gwyneth, do you have some other comments you'd like to make, or do you want me to share something that happened yesterday here at the farm?
You can share what happened yesterday.
Okay, so our son and I were driving down our dirt road, and we saw across the road, directly across from us, on the other side of the dirt road, so our closest neighbor, looked like somebody new. Looked like there was a guy at one end of the farm, 150-acre farm, who was using a skid steer, ripping out trees and improving the fence line. And there was a gal at the other end of the farm. And so I stopped the trailer, and, you know, truck and trailer, and pulled it off to the side of the road. And our son started talking to another guy that we'd never met. It looked like another, you know, new guy moved in. And so he was talking to him. So I climbed over our other neighbor's gate, and I was on our other neighbor's property. And so I yelled over to this gal about 300 feet away. I said, "Hey, are you the new owners?" And she looked up and said, "Who are you?" I said, "Well, I'm the guy that lives, I'm your neighbor, your closest neighbor." And she kept working, and she's 300 feet away. She kept, you know, digging, pulling up some old fence, and didn't really stop. And I said, "Oh, I just want to introduce myself." And she really couldn't be bothered. So I went on for a couple minutes, and she said, "Are you married?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm married, 43 years. And she said, "Okay." And she kept, you know, it was like she was planting plants, but she wasn't. She was pulling up some fence line. And so I got a chance to almost meet the neighbor, almost, you know, within 300 feet. I've never seen behavior like that. And I was biting my tongue, and I wanted to say, I asked her where she was from. She said, "From Texas." I figured she was from California. She said she was from Texas. And I really wanted to say, "Is everybody in Texas as rude as you are, or is it just you?" but I didn't say that. And I just walked away. And, you know, she was at 300 feet, and she wouldn't come any closer. She had a pit bull. Nobody around here has a pit bull. You know, we have working dogs. We don't have, you know, dogs just for you know, eating the neighbors. And so, anyway, I don't think we're going to get along. And so I walked back to the truck where our son was talking to this other neighbor who moved in. And what a delightful guy. What a contrast. He said, "Hey, you know, we're building a house, and, you know, we're hardworking people. And, you know, if you ever want to come by, just come by and, you know, say hi. And, you know, we'd love to chat with you." The exact opposite. So I don't know if this gal was really busy, and she was so busy. You know, I said, you know, she said something about the farm. I said, I know all about your farm. I've been all over the farm. We used to take care of your farm. I know everything you could possibly want to know about your farm. And you would think she would say, oh, wow, I ought to stop what I'm doing to meet this guy. He knows about our farm. Everything that we need to know, he knows. Did she stop? Nope. Nope. So I'm wondering what's up with people. Have they become more hostile? Have they become less friendly? Some people, I've got to say, yeah, they have. They really have. Gwyneth, are you seeing anything like that, or is it just me?
I think what the issue is, Vincent, is that especially with women, that they have learned to become less trusting of men. And, you know, I know that you're a great guy. You know, if I was in her shoes, I might, you know, come across to meet you and have a bit of a talk. I would be assessing you for, you know, probably about the first hour or two that we were talking with each other. And, you know, but a lot of people, well, my assessment skills are pretty good. But a lot of people don't trust, a lot of women don't trust their own assessment skills. And our society has taught them to be distrustful of the male of the species because most men are not trustworthy. And they are, I mean, that present company is good, obviously, but most men are not trustworthy. And I have seen that, but I don't want to be around men here in Australia, by and large. And I don't want to be around most people. But woman, me being a woman, women are slightly more trustworthy than men. And, you know, with men, they would tend to trust men more than they would tend to trust women. And it goes both ways. And it's because our society is on the point of collapse. Sexual morality has collapsed. I know that you're a sexually moral guy, but in our society, you're the exception rather than the rule, because most men are not. They have no sexual morality, and that makes women feel unsafe. And I think that once you get to know this woman and once she realizes that you are a trustworthy guy, then she'll really begin to really appreciate who you are. So I wouldn't write her off too quickly. I would just say, well, maybe she's, you know, learned to be distrustful of men, given the value of the average man in our society. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And I'm so glad you said that. So I'll give her another chance.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.